NSF Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Ogbwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Lusaka City Council says the city recorded higher male adult mortality rates with a 41.8% compared to 29% adult females. ACC nabbed Lusaka-based teacher and a clerical officer at the Southern Province Education Office in Choma for corrupt practices. In international news, junta leader Dumbuya declared winner of Guinea's presidential election. And in sports news, AFCON Tanzania progresses after stalemate, Nigeria maintains perfect record.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. According to the Lusaka City Council, LCC, 41.8% of deaths in Lusaka 2025 were adult males, while 29% were adult females. According to the local authority, there were 17,750 deaths in the city between January and December 30, 2025, with 7,420 being adult males and 1,843 male children and 1,043 male stillbirths. The statistics show that female births include, or deaths rather, include 5,155 adults, 1,111 children, and 778 stillbirths. LCC Public Relations Manager Tola Mwamba says the statistics show that male mortality rates are higher this year. She added that all bodies were lawfully disposed of under the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and Public Health Act Cap 295, I beg your pardon. 3,498 bodies were buried in council cemeteries, 40 cremated, and the rest laid to rest in other authorized cemeteries. Ms. Mwamba has since stressed the need for obtaining burial permits and using gazetted cemeteries. With burial space shortage, the council is appealing to residents of the land to partner or sell for cemetery use.
The Lusaka City Council has by 30th December 2025 recorded a total of 17,750 deaths in Lusaka, as indicated through the disposal of remains done through the Department of Public Health between January and December 2025. Among the disposed bodies are 7,420 male adults and 1,843 male children who died during this period, in addition to 1,043 male stillbirths. This indicates a higher mortality rate among males in the city for this year. Meanwhile, the council recorded 5,155 female adult deaths, 1,511 female child fatalities, and 778 female stillbirths during this same period. All deceased individuals were disposed of in accordance with the law, adhering to the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and the Public Health Act Cap 295.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Livingstone has arrested and charged a Lusaka-based teacher and a clerical officer at the Southern Province Education Office in Choma for corrupt practices. According to the ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, the suspects are Mercy Muko Mukupa, a teacher at North Mid Primary School in Lusaka, and Kelly Mpundu, a clerical officer at the Southern Province Education Office. Mr. Chisanga says Mercy Muko Mukupa, age 34, has been charged with two counts of corrupt practices by a public officer, while Kelly Mpundu, age 49, is facing one count of the same offense, or contrary to the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012. He explains that investigations reveal that between January and December 2021, Mukupa allegedly solicited 15,000 kwacha and later received 13,000 kwacha as a bribe to facilitate the recruitment of Natasha Nyamuma Piri as a teacher by the ministry, or rather in the Ministry of Education. Mrs. Isanga further states that Kelly Mpundu allegedly received 9,500 kwacha from Mukupa, money which had been obtained from Weka Piri as a gratification to aid the same recruitment process. The ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communication adds that the two suspects have since been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. Mr. Chisanga has warned public officers against soliciting or accepting bribes from individuals seeking government employment, stressing that such acts undermine transparency and integrity in public service. He emphasized that the arrests send a strong message that the Commission will relentlessly pursue anyone who abuses public office for personal gain, adding that corruption is a crime and offenders will face the full force of the law. In a separate development, Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has raised concern over continued challenges in the healthcare sector, especially the lack of working diagnostic equipment in some public health facilities. MQHZ Director General Dr. Quincy Mwawu said some health facilities still do not have x-ray services, while others have machines that have been non-functional for long periods, forcing patients to be referred elsewhere even for basic imaging. He added that many laboratories also lack modern equipment and essential supplies, affecting accurate diagnosis and patient care. Dr. Mwawu stressed the need for all general hospitals to be equipped with functional CT scan machines to support timely diagnosis and proper treatment. Despite these concerns, Dr. Mwawu commended government for the progress made in the health sector over the past 4 years, noting that increased funding has improved service delivery, especially through better availability of essential medicines. He also welcomed government's investment in modern medical equipment, saying the move from analog to digital x-ray systems and installation of CT scanners and other imaging equipment has improved diagnosis and reduced the need for patients to seek specialized care outside the country. Dr. Mwawu has called for continued dialogue and cooperation between government and key stakeholders to address remaining gaps and strengthen the health system.
We commend the government for the progress made in strengthening the health service, particularly the improvement in health care, including the release of medicines and the expansion of modern diagnostic services across the country. These efforts are already improving access to care for many Zambians. However, it is the stage of the government to sustain this momentum by addressing the many challenges that continue to affect service delivery. This includes the need for CT scan services in all general hospitals, and the need to find to health capabilities, especially on basic services where machines have been non-functional, and increase investments in laboratory equipment and supplies.
MTN FinTech Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Komba Malukutila has revealed that Zambia's mobile money ecosystem has experienced significant growth, with over 12 million subscribers now able to access mobile money services. Speaking on the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, Mr. Malukutila revealed that Zambia's digital finance inclusion and mobile money penetration is around 70%, highlighting a crucial progress towards the country's quest to transition to a cashless transaction economy. While acknowledging the expansion of MTN Zambia's mobile money base to over 4.5 million users, Mr. Malukutila emphasized that the mobile money sector in the country has continued to grow significantly.
That when we look at the entire mobile money ecosystem in this country, and I speak on behalf of the industry, we are looking at over 12 million Zambians being able to access mobile money services. Our digital financial inclusion and mobile money penetration in this country is now in excess of 70%. So we have over 70% of Zambians today using mobile money services.
In international news, Junta leader General Mamdi Doumbouya has been declared the winner of Guinea's presidential election, according to incomplete results released late on Tuesday. The vote is the first presidential election since the coup that ousted President Alpha Condé in 2021 and is widely seen as a means of legitimizing Doumbouya's stay in power. Incomplete results announced on Tuesday gave him 86.7% of the votes counted so far. Doumbouya faced 8 other candidates, but the opposition has been weakened by a crackdown on dissent and the dissolution of more than 50 political parties. Major opposition candidates were either barred from running or are in exile. Yero Balde, a former education minister in Condé's government, came a distant second with 6.5% of the votes. The directorate said that 80.9% of the 6.7 million registered voters casted their ballots. The vote was held under a new constitution-approved referendum, in a referendum in September. It revokes a ban on military leaders running for office and extends the presidential term for 5 years to 7. Still within international news, tens of thousands of Somalis took to the streets across the country on Tuesday to protest Israel's recognition of Somaliland, a self-declared breakaway region from Somali that considers part of its sovereign territory. Large crowds gathered in the capital of Mogadishu at the National Stadium, where religious leaders led rallies calling for unity and condemning the move as an attack on Somali's territorial integrity. Similar demonstrations were reported in Baidoa, Goreo, Dumesarid, Lasanud, and Buhudu, with protesters waving